It's Friday, December 11th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. MSPs are now number one, and it's not good news. Inclusion couples with diversity. The Modern Computing Alliance is formed, and Adobe Flash updates for the last time. This is the Business of Tech. New data from Cisco Umbrella in their Modern Cybersecurity Landscape Report. A major headline. Managed services providers are now the number one target for risk of attacks by state actors. The report offers, quote, MSPs are attractive targets because if the MSP has not effectively secured their own environment, malicious actors can attack the MSP themselves first, then use hijacked remote monitoring management to go after the MSP's clients. As a result, the risk here is actually higher for customers rather than the MSPs themselves. End quote. On that list of risk is financial services, manufacturing and healthcare, and then technology with software and hardware in descending order of priority for attackers. Why do we care? Well, the headline is important, so let's highlight that. Beyond that, I was interested in the markets, and I've been asking myself if there's also correlation into those sectors investing in technology, too. I'm looking for data to make that correlation and offer that even without. It's important to note that anything with data as its core, those listed industries, will be a critical target. With diversity top of mind, I also want to discuss inclusion. Diversity is the makeup of the group, but inclusion is how well integrated and supported they are. Quoting CIO Dive, of 57 tech companies analyzed, 94% underrepresent Hispanic/Latinx employees in leadership positions, 82% underrepresent Black employees, and 91% underrepresent Asian employees, according to an analysis by Stephen Greet, co-founder of Beam Jobs. The number of women in tech is slowly on the rise, increasing by about 1% in 2019. End quote. The concern? Without inclusion, those hires will not stay within the organization and thus reduce tenure. Why do we care? This weekend, I'm releasing the update to the IT Services Leadership Diversity Report, and in that context, it's important to highlight not just the diversity problem, but also the inclusion one. Just addressing diversity alone is not enough, and there are some compelling reasons to do so. But if you make that investment and do not follow it up with the work to ensure retention via inclusion, you'll be wasting that investment. The tease for the larger report? If you were offered a way to outperform by 12%, would you take it? Let's talk about the new Modern Computing Alliance. Quoting The Verge, Google, Dell, Intel, and a handful of other major tech companies in the IT and cloud computing industries have banded together to tackle joint problems around security, remote work, and other enterprise issues that have only become more important during the coronavirus pandemic. The founding members also include Box, Citrix, Okta, RingCentral, Slack, VMware, and Zoom. The Modern Computing Alliance will be initially focused on four areas: performance, security and identity, remote work, productivity and collaboration, and healthcare. The goal is to pool knowledge and resources towards solving shared problems around how companies perform work in the cloud and the tools they use to do so. Why do we care? If you know my background, you know I'm very big on peer sharing. I'll be watching this group to see if there's a place for service providers. But even without that, the value of collaboration is clear at all levels. I've been encouraging providers to band together to address regulation. That's another path to collaboration and why we care about this. It all points to a requirement to be involved in industry collaboration at some level. Let's pour one out for Adobe Flash. Adobe has released its final scheduled update to Flash Player, just as it will stop supporting Flash on December 31st, 2020, and it will block Flash content from running on January 12th, 2021. For those interested in exploring the best of Flash media, there's an open source emulator, Ruffle, and the Internet Archive is using it to preserve over 1,000 games and animations. Otherwise, uninstall that sucker if you still have it deployed. Why do we care? Flash had its moment. It should be long out of infrastructure. If it's not, you have a very short closing window to address that. Karl Palchuk has literally written the book on SMB-focused technology with his Managed Services in a Month book. You may have read his newsletter or attended a webinar or seen a podcast or video. But did you know you can actually get access to all that education in a single powerful community? With all of his books, over 20, hundreds of hours of recorded training in video and audio format, thousands of pages of downloads, checklists, SOPs, and live member meetings every week, the Small Biz Thoughts community gives you access to everything, as well as unique members-only content. To join, check out smallbizthoughts.org. Just because you're in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday.